The citronella candle is useless. And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning.
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on, mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke, no smell?
That's it. Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The headline in Bloomberg Asia: China warnings flash across global markets as growth disappoints. Subhead: Xi, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi remade China's tech industry in his own image with crackdown. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. Chris, for some months now, you've been reporting anecdotally of stories from the mainland about manufacturers seeking business, seeking something to keep their assembly lines rolling. Also, the expectation that China's recovery was in some fashion along the Pearl River troubled by the salary reduction or cuts or absence to teachers and first responders and members of the municipal governments. And all of that added up to what is going on in China. We do know that the overseas loans, the infamous Belt and Road, are now being serviced by emergency loans out of the People's Bank of China and other entities because the principal cannot be repaid ever, possibly. So all of this adds up to anecdotes saying China's in trouble. Now we have this headline in Bloomberg. What is your measure of what China's produced at this point? Do they have a way out of this? Stimulus. Can they do stimulus the way they did in 2008? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. I would say it's probably safe to say that the stimulus options in China are increasingly limited. The last 2 days I spent at a conference called the Society for Information Display in Los Angeles. At that event, all things about displays, cell phones, tablets, TVs are talked about. It was very fascinating to see at the event the report that the Chinese television market is off 20% year over year. Smartphone sales are slowing. So there's a general constriction in consumer demand, both globally and in China. And the problem for the Chinese is the factory floor for much of the electronics industry in the world is in those macro environments, there's not enough money to throw at the problem when the headwinds of a global recession are facing that country.
Real estate, to take one part of the Chinese economy. Ever since the reports last year of the largest developer, Evergrande, going under or wobbly or fragile, depending on your metaphor, we now have new reports about other developers and builders underwater and the real estate market not likely to be revived anytime within this decade. Now, the puzzle here is that new information or was that already into the metrics that say China's not coming back quickly?
So, John, that constriction really started in October, November of 2021. Evergrande then popped relatively soon afterwards. So this is a continuation of that kind of slow motion train wreck. The challenge being in China, most people invest in real estate because the financial markets on Chinese stocks are not trustworthy. So they see real estate as a bastion for their savings. With that wiped out, think of it not only as a real estate crisis, but ultimately what becomes a pension and savings crisis because if people who invested in real estate that never gets built lose their money, there's the chance for social conflict and turmoil over that. So it becomes a much bigger economic story than just pure real estate.
The chips war. We've talked about the Chips Act at Congress. And after the G7 meeting of these last days, the chips war came to the fore when in some moments after the president of the United States had used the word thaw, the government in Beijing decided that Micron Technologies, chiefly of Idaho, a chip maker, was a security risk and advise companies in China no longer to buy it. This accelerated the question of chip wars. Who favors chip wars? I add one detail. The chief executive of NVIDIA, which is the highest high-end chip maker, I understand, has said that the chips war is not logical because it will oblige China to develop its own fabs, and that will flood the market and undercut the intention of the CHIPS Act, which is to build fabs in this country, across this country. Do you accept the logic that the CHIPS Act is counterintuitive?
So, John, the Chinese were never going to stop their development of improved chips, improved process, and just because of CHIPS Act or other, it was never going to make the Chinese market stop developing. They'll develop on their own path. Will these type of actions accelerate that? Probably. But chip making is a global industry. And for all of the brain power in China, all the capital, all the great engineers, you can't simply give birth to such a complex and advanced industry quickly. If you look at what the Taiwanese have done over the last 30 years to develop TSMC, even companies like Intel have challenges in keeping up with some of those developments. So it's a very, very complex, very time and capital intensive business. Will the CHIPS Act and will domestication of the chips industry back to the U.S. on higher end cause the Chinese to continue to develop a native industry? Yes, but that was probably in the cards anyway. Ultimately, what China is learning the hard lesson of is that you cannot not be part of that global community where you need suppliers from all over the world and you need cooperation around it. If you seek to isolate, it tends to have consequences in not being able to be the most modern or advanced processes.
We go to Europe, where you have business, and the news within these last hours is that Germany has tipped into a recession territory for the first time since the pandemic. We also have central bankers saying, doesn't bother us, we're going to continue. These are the hawks at the European Central Bank. Continue to raise rates because of sticky inflation. That German recession, is that a surprise to Europe, or was it inevitable given the disorder in export market?
Not surprising at all, and quite frankly, the tip of the iceberg. If you look at the German dependence on Russian energy, which is no longer available, how much of German GDP is based on heavy manufacturing and energy-intensive industries, this is not going to be a two-quarter recession for the Germans. Look at this as a multi-year problem until that energy supply is replenished at a similar cost. This is a cyclical and a substantial problem for the Germans until they can solve that energy issue.
And the Germans are said to be the strongest part of the European Union. UK has been troubled for some time raising taxes. Is Europe at this point recovered from the energy shock of the winter? And these problems are caused by what? I don't know what the driver is. They were never as generous with stimulus checks during the pandemic as the U.S. was.
This is probably the calm in the eye of the storm. Ultimately, the consumers as a whole are seeking inflation on food, on energy costs. This is a consumer-driven recession in Europe. People that have less disposable income, that translates into other parts of the economy. Maybe that cell phone, instead of getting replaced every 3 years, is every 4 years, the car every seven instead of every five. As that consumer feels threatened and tightened because of inflation, it takes away capital investments that they might make or discretionary spend that they might otherwise have done.
Coming home to the United States, there's trouble in big cities generally associated with the Democratic Party. We've spoken at length about San Francisco, which amazingly is worse than we last spoke about it. Why go into details? It's just despairing. However, since then, we have news from New York City that the migrant story is now taxing all of the resources of New York City for the homeless now dealing with the migrants, including where do they stay? The empty hotel rooms, dorm rooms for the summertime, unknown. And then the news from Chicago of a recommendation to the new mayor that taxes are not high enough on the rich and that the police department is too big for its conduct. And therefore, Chicago itself is now at governance risk. I circle all of this because I wanted to talk about commercial real estate. These three cities, New York, Chicago, and San Francisco, do they describe a pattern, or are these isolated incidents of bad governance? How do you see it, Chris?
I think there's a a point of bad governance because you don't typically have the same challenges in Miami, Houston, or Dallas to the same levels. After spending 2 days in Los Angeles this week, and I'd been there a year ago, but the expansion of the homeless on the streets is absolutely stunning. It's falling to a third world nation status in that experience for someone coming in. And that's a problem. And if you look at what the results of pushing back on police funding, what the results of remote work from home look like, this is that. And then the other shoe to drop will be as building values fall, as real estate taxes fall, it becomes a death spiral.
They can see that in their budgets already, that the buildings are 40 to 60% empty and the landlords cannot pay the taxes that are due the city, the cities we're talking about. So it's already in sight. Is that correct, Chris? We have 30 seconds.
It's in sight, but likely is not yet hit because taxes are always trailing indicators on real estate. So within the next 1 to 3 years, you'll see the big bites coming.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com. He travels the world watching the economies because we are globalized. We're not going to deglobalize simply. And this is the Scala Report, Scala.com, transforming the retail space with digital signage. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Migraine makes me miss out on the moments that matter. So I asked my doctor about saying yep to Vyepti, eptinezumab JJMR, an IV infusion given every 3 months that helps prevent migraine attacks in adults.
Don't take if allergic to Vyepti. Get help right away for allergic reactions like rash, swelling of face, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble breathing, hives, or facial redness. Tell your doctor about increased blood pressure or color changes, pain or numbness in fingers or toes. Common side effects are stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and allergic reactions.
Tap the ad to see how many migraine-free days you might reclaim and see the full prescribing information at Vyepti.com.
Say yep to Vyepti.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.